The first bomb ripped through a crowded marketplace Thursday morning in Hub in the southern province of Balochistan. Later, a suicide bomber targeted a police training center in northern Pakistan, killing at least 7 people. Major General Salim Nawaz, commander of security forces in the south, says the Balochistan blast occurred as a convoy of Chinese engineers was passing through the area. He says both police and paramilitary forces were guarding the convoy and no Chinese nationals were reported injured in the attack. Chinese officials have pressed Pakistan to provide greater protection for its citizens working here following a recent series of deadly attacks. A violent, though fairly limited, insurgency has destabilized Balochistan for several years. Tribal militants are seeking greater control over local resources and have targeted Chinese contractors in the past. Authorities say it is not clear if Thursday's attack was carried out by separatist rebels or Islamist extremists. However, religious militants have vowed bloody revenge after government commandos stormed a radical pro-Taliban mosque in Islamabad last week. An 8-day siege and assault on the mosque left more than 100 people dead, and the action appears to have sparked a militant backlash. Officials say more than 140 people have been killed in attacks since the raid. Thursday's bombing of the police training center in northern Pakistan was the 6th such attack in as many days. The bomber rammed his car, reportedly full of explosives, into the compound's outer gate. Both Taliban and al-Qaeda militants are thought to be active in that area. State Minister of Information Tariq Azim says President Pervez Musharraf has no intention of backing down in the face of the militant threat.
He's determined as ever, and suicide attacks will not deter him. He's determined to fight terrorists as he always has been.
Political analysts say the attacks have sharply increased the pressure on Mr. Musharraf, who faces mounting opposition from both religious extremists and the country's pro-democracy moderates. He has scheduled national elections later this year, but his critics fear he may postpone the vote and blame the surging violence. On Wednesday, he insisted he would not declare a state of emergency or delay the election. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.